This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Joaquin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Stephanie. So we're going to see if we can help him out. Hey, Joaquin, before we get into the date and stuff, how long has it been since you talked to Stephanie?
It's been probably about 4 days, man.
Okay,
4 days. That might not necessarily be a ghosting.
No, not necessarily. So when was the last time you actually talked to her? Was it on the date or did you hit her up after?
No, I mean, it was on the date. That's the last time I talked to her.
And what was that interaction like? What did you guys say?
It ended where she said that she would text me when she got home, and she didn't. So that's just kind of, what happened there.
Just like describe everything
about the date.
Yeah. Describe it to us.
Yeah. So I met her on Tinder and, we had a great time. The chemistry was there. We had fun, we laughed, and it was just a good, good feeling. And, the way I am, I thought that I would, impress her. So that's kind of, every guy does that, right? I thought that, I show her around the city, I know a lot of people. I'm also like the co-owner of a club, downtown. So, that's kind of, where it is. And so what we did was took her to my buddy's bar. And, as soon as I got in there, he owns that bar and everything. And as soon as we got in there, he gave us free drinks, some basic little bar food, to sit there and everything. And we just talked and we clicked. It was just really a good scenario, man. I mean, yeah, I'm still just kind of, it's wild that I'm calling in even talking about this, but, so here's the thing. We left there and, we kind of walked and talked and, people watched, that thing that you do, like, on a date. And, so I said to her, I said, hey, listen, do you want to go to like another hotspot? Because, I know the chef there and this chef that's there. I mean, this is a nice spot. I mean, it's really a cool spot. It's one of the hot spots in town, and he's been my friend since childhood. And so a lot of people try to get in there and everything, and I know people. So we go in, and as soon as we get in, they seat us immediately, So, that's a place that people try to get into. And so, we were in there. We were, talking about, where we are in life and, just other things, talking about wanting to come home to someone, just be in a relationship or whatever, but, something more, but like not too heavy, kind of keep it light. And, we also talked about how kind of like we were both too busy, for baggage and drama or whatever, but Here's the thing, and this is where it really mixes me up. After we ate and everything, and, after dinner, you know, I started to walk her to her car, and she reached out to grab my hand. You know, like, you know, she initiated, like, reaching out, grabbing my hand. And so we're holding hands and everything. And I get her to her car, and she kissed me. You know, she kissed me goodnight. You know, she said she, you know, had a good time, and that she would text me when she got home. Like I said, that was 4 days ago.
So you didn't follow up with her, though, just to be like, did you get home okay?
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you forget because you're like, oh, my gosh, I had so much fun. I just washed my face. Night-night. You know?
I did send a text message to her.
Okay.
But I didn't get anything from her, you know.
At all?
You know, it was just like, okay, nothing at all.
Okay.
And I don't, you know, maybe she has a different phone than what I have because I can't see if she read it or whatever. I don't have her on Facebook or Instagram or anything, so I can't see if she read anything or nothing like that. It's weird, man.
We'll try to figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and ask her why she's ghosting you and see if she'll tell us and see if you want another date after you hear why, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, man. We'll play a song, come back, get your first day follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Joaquin is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and we don't really even know if he's actually getting ghosted, but we're about to find out if he is when we call Stephanie to see why she's ghosting him. But before we do that, Joaquin, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Stephanie?
Yeah, so, hey, listen, I know people in the city, man, and we went out to a friend of mine's bar. We had some drinks, and then I took her to another hot spot. We were kind of treated like VIP and were seated immediately. Mm. She reached out and grabbed my hand and as we walked at the end of the date and she kissed me, you know, good night, you know, and I just haven't heard from her in 4 days. And, you know, the one thing I want to say is I can't stress enough how much we click. You know what I'm saying? The stories that I was talking to her and telling her, I don't think it scared her away. I mean, it was good that somebody even gets me, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't know. I really don't know what it is. And then the hand reaching out and kissing me at the end of the night, that's a sign to me. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. She's beautiful. It was a positive sign, and I'm drawn to her. So, I don't know. I don't know why I'm being ghosted.
Well, we're about to call her. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Stephanie, please?
This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Stephanie. The show's here, too.
Hi.
That's Nina.
Hi.
I'm Nina.
Oh, hi. Wow. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm wondering why you're calling.
It sounds like you listen to the show.
I do, yeah.
Well, there's only a few options you have to choose from while we're calling, but we did get an email about you from someone who you're ghosting.
Ghosting, that's a strong word.
His name is Joaquin.
Oh, that's so sweet. I didn't think I was quite ghosting him. Okay.
He told us it's been 4 days since your date, so it seems like, you know, we weren't sure if you were.
No, I'm not like, okay, so I guess I'm just, okay, I would assume that you guys already know how the date went.
We heard some things.
Yeah.
We heard that Joaquin's pretty plugged in the city and took you to all of his friends' spots. So you got VIP treatment.
Yeah, and you could tell, but like not in a bad way. Like everyone was super nice. We got treated super well. That was great. It's just that, okay, so I get that he's like, he co-owns a club and everything, and that's totally cool. He's actually, so like at first I was a little worried because I was like, okay, well, he's going to be a sleaze bag, but he actually wasn't. He's super sweet and smart and very fun to talk to, and I felt like we had a lot in common. But for the first date, one of the places he took me was a burlesque club.
Okay.
Which in and of itself is fine, except it was a lot closer to like a total strip club. Like it was full nudity.
And
I'm like, I can't really focus on you while I'm trying to tell whether that Brazilian is fresh or not. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, it looked pretty fresh. And I'm not like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not a prude, but I was just like, I really wasn't expecting that for a first date.
It's an interesting first date spot.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. I was like, man, this is a choice. This says a lot about, like, again, like, it was a fun show. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just like, I can't really like focus on you when I got these in my face. So,
it is hard to do that, you know?
Yeah.
To really be into a conversation and in the moment when that's happening.
Yeah, okay. I actually really don't know how I would feel about that. I don't mind being here, but it is a choice.
It is. I wouldn't, from his perspective as a guy, I would not take a first date to that because I would assume that you would think that that's all I want or, you know what I mean? Like later on when we know each other, maybe, but.
Yeah, so like even though I had a nice time and we clicked, like I don't know, when I got home, I was thinking about it, and he texted me, and I was like, and I know that's why he probably feels like I ghosted him, but I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking like, if you're so naive that you're gonna take me to a strip club a full nudity strip club on our first date, like I don't, that just really made me question like what happens next, like
where do you go from here? So you went from
Are we going to a brothel?
I thought you ate dinner afterwards.
We did, but, and we had food there. So like, it was, don't get me wrong. It was like, overall, it was nice, but I don't know. It just like makes you question, like I said, where does this go from here? I don't know. It just threw me off. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, guess you probably forgot, or you did forget, or you didn't forget, and you were just waiting for the moment. But Joaquin is on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Might have been a little bit of call me, a little call me.
Hi. Hey, Stephanie. You know what? It was just weird that you respond to me. And maybe it was a dumb move on my part. I mean, listen, I just really thought that, you know, it would be a good vibe to go to like a sexy jazz club. And I just wanted to, you know, take you to a place to impress you. You know?
They call it two different things.
Exactly. Sexy jazz club, basically a strip club.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to my chef buddy. Maybe I just shouldn't listen to him. I agree. I guess it was a dumb move on my part. You know, I won't.
If you didn't know it wasn't a dumb move on your part, if you thought it was something else.
I don't know that it was dumb. I think maybe you just should have given her a little bit of a heads up.
I'm definitely not trying to be dumb. I you're very smart. I'm literally already using one of the models that you told me about for like a new project that I'm working on. So like, I didn't mean to say that you're dumb. I didn't mean it to come out that way.
No, you know, listen, like I said, I'm sorry. And you know, I want to take you out on a normal date. I guess what traditional normal is.
I mean, normal for you guys now could be really interesting.
It could be anything.
Yeah, you have a new normal.
Where you eat sushi off the body.
Yeah.
you know, if maybe if you agree, you know, maybe we can just probably go to a Brazilian steakhouse instead.
I'm just going to treat you there to a you Brazilian.
I'm one of those Brazilians.
Stephanie, would you like to go out with Joaquin again? We'll pay for it. Whatever you guys do. Now I'm just interested in to see what happens next.
You know, I appreciate your apology, and I know we all mess up. So, like, I'll tell you what. Yes, but... you have to take the next big step and take me to your club.
Oh, okay.
I want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Go dancing there.
I'm going nowhere from there, but I want to see it. You talked about it so much. I want to see it for real.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Well, congratulations, Joaquin. You got another date.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, that's cool that you're understanding like that.
Thanks, guys.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.